The first two teams have arrived at the halfway point along the Yukon Quest Trail. Hugh Neff came in first. He'll win 4 ounces of gold if he makes it all the way to Fairbanks. Alan Moore's team came trotting into the checkpoint chute 2 hours later. Neff maintains that Moore's is the team to beat.
He's definitely been taking more rest and just waiting. You know, he really wants to win after last year, so.
KUAC's Emily Schwing is in Dawson City. She watched both teams arrive. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Lori.
Emily, how did Neff and Moore's dogs look when the teams arrived?
Well, Hugh Neff's team looked strong but tired. I was hoping for wagging tails, but we didn't get any. But their ears did perk up, and they were looking around at the crowd of about 50 people that had gathered to see him come in. And they were eating well when they got snacked after they came into shoot. Alan's team just came trotting around the corner down the street and straight into the checkpoint. They looked happy to be there. He did have a dog in the bag, but her name is Scooter, and she apparently had a shoulder problem. But other than that, everybody looks pretty good and pleased to be here in Dawson.
Emily, Neff and Moore have very different strategies as mushers. Can you describe that dynamic for us?
Yeah, so Hugh Neff doesn't run any mid-distance races. He trains his dogs specifically to run in 1,000-mile races. So he runs a little bit of a different schedule, these long, slow runs. He also hasn't been resting his dogs very much. There's a lot of speculation about whether or not he can maintain the lead that he has. Running for as long as he is and resting his dogs for as little as he is. As far as Alan Moore's team goes with training, he does run a lot of mid-distance races, so he rests for longer than Hugh Neff does, but he also runs a schedule that is about 6 hours of running and then 4 hours of rest somewhere in there. And he's he seems to be maintaining that.
The race officials have taken American Summit out of the race. It's icy. How do you think the new race route avoiding American Summit will affect the leaders?
Well, that's a really interesting question. A lot of people are wondering whether or not it will benefit them. I think as far as Hugh Neff and Alan Moore go, either way, they'll have strong runs into Eagle. For Brent Sass, though, it's a little bit of a disappointment. His dogs really do excel on big climbs that are dominated sometimes by bad weather. And I think he also personally enjoys the adventure. So I know he was a little bit disappointed about that change in the race. And then, you know, for mushers like Lance Mackey, who are experiencing some difficulty along the race trail, the reroute might actually really, really benefit him. He's down to 9 dogs, and so they'll need any extra help that they can get.
Well, Emily, give us a little more of an update on Lance Mackey. He won the first running of the Top of the World 350 in December and was very optimistic about how things were going to go this season. It sounds like he is struggling in this race. What's going on?
Yeah, he is struggling, it's really disappointing to see because he was very excited about coming back to the Yukon Quest and seeing what he could do this year again. We'll see what happens here in Dawson. It's traditionally mushers do not scratch when they come into a checkpoint. They make that decision before they leave, and he's got, 36 hours of rest ahead of him to decide what he's going to do. There is some speculation that he may decide to scratch just so that he can regroup for the Iditarod this year.
All right. Thanks, Emily, for that update.
You're welcome.
KUAC reporter Emily Schwing reporting from Dawson on the Yukon Quest Trail.